This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Pickling is now a major culinary trend. Let's join KCUR contributor and fellow pickle enthusiast, Andrea Tudhope, as she takes us on a journey from the pickles of her youth to the pickling trend of today.
I am a pickle enthusiast and have been for as long as I can remember. When I was a kid, I always looked forward to Hamburger Day at school. Of course, most kids looked forward to Hamburger Day, but I was never excited about the meat patty. I was excited about the heaping tubs of sliced dill pickles. One Hamburger Day, I filled up my entire tray with pickles. On the way to my seat, my principal, Mr. Coleman, caught up with me. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Andrea, you can't just eat pickles." "Yes, I can," I said. I'm sure he spotted the determination welling up in my eyes. So we made a deal. If you finish every last pickle on that tray, you have unlimited access to pickles from now on, he told me. Needless to say, I passed the test with flying colors. So you could call me a pickle traditionalist. But recently, I decided to branch out with the help of Elise Landry.
The other day, I was called a pickled petunia by a customer, which I'll always remember.
Elise is the sous chef at Sava, a champagne bar in Westport that also offers a variety of small plates and snacks, along with a healthy selection of pickled fruits and vegetables.
So we've got vanilla pear agridoux, pickled peaches, pickled carrots, pickled green beans, pickled red beets and gold beets, pickled shallots, pickled ground cherries, pickled green tomatoes, and pickled turnips.
Most everything you order at Sava comes with something pickled. For example, during brunch on Sundays, you can build your own mimosas using shrubs and syrups crafted from muddled pickles and brines. And recently, they even came up with a whole grain mustard homemade from pureed pickled peaches.
I mean, they're all house-made pickles. People get that and they love it. They're like, "Oh, did you make all of these pickles?" You know, they see all these different colors and these different vegetables. I'm like, "Yeah, this is my way of preserving summer and spring on the plate for you to enjoy."
Elise has been shopping at the Brookside Farmers Market since April. And, she says, because Sava is neither a high-volume place nor a restaurant per se, it's hard to keep the fresh ingredients they strive to serve fresh.
A way to preserve all this food that I was getting from the farmers markets was to pickle it. I've pickled everything that I can.
But beyond practicalities, the pickling process actually makes the fruits and vegetables delicious. So how do you master that process? It begins with prepping the produce.
Right now I'm just julienning some red onions.
To allow the flavors of the brine to permeate, you have to process the vegetables and fruits first. Some produce, like the red onions, can remain raw, but for beets and other hard root vegetables, Elise roasts them. For carrots and green beans, she suggests blanching.
My general rule of thumb for like a really basic pickle is equal parts vinegar and sugar, and then half a part of water.
Then add a pinch of salt and any spices of your choosing. Crushed red pepper flakes are a go-to for Elise, but she gets creative depending on the produce.
Peaches and rosemary go really well together, so I threw some rosemary sprigs when I made the peach pickling liquid. The pickled green tomatoes, I put turmeric in the pickling brine. When I apply heat to the green tomatoes, they kind of lose their vibrancy, but the turmeric brings it right back.
But for the red onions,
I'm going to do half a cup of sugar, half a cup of red wine vinegar, and then a quarter cup of water.
She throws those ingredients into a pot, turns the stove up to medium heat, and waits for the sugar and spices to dissolve together.
Once it's boiled and combined, I pour it right over the vegetables. I let it cool to room temp and then store it in the refrigerator. So it's really simple.
Simple, maybe. And I may be a pickle traditionalist, but when I tried Sava's vanilla pear agridoux, my conviction swayed. That pickled pear is delicious.
When I break down like what it makes something taste really good, it's the perfect balance between fat and acid, and pickles are a great way to introduce that.
The pickles bring the acid, Elise says, and that's why they're perfect for a sandwich.
Having that like sour tart crunch to bite into, I think just like brings the whole sandwich together so that it's well balanced and super satisfying.